So I was in Las Vegas, and I was at the New York casino. And while I was there, I started wondering, do you think on September 11th that the people who worked at the New York casino felt it a little deeper? I bet some did. Now, you know, because there's always those people, you've worked with them a dozen times, you know, those people who, you know, like, create their own identity by co-opting other people's pain. You know, that's how, they're the person who cares about, you know, it's usually some, you know, overweight woman in accounts receivable, you know, but, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know, Patty with the fucking, you know, hunky fireman calendar and the, you know, the Dilbert cartoons and, you know, just that, you know, tons of gay friends and just like, perfect night for me is curling up with my books, my Grishams, and I'm just lighting Yankee candles and taking a bath and have a thing, a chunky monkey. And just softly crying myself to sleep. Anyway, you know, but those, they're always, you know, the people, like some fucking kid falls down a well in Nova Scotia and they're fucking freaking out about it. And like, what is happening to the boy in the well? You know, like, a guy just got stabbed to death two blocks away, but there's a boy in a well, you know. And, but you know, they're still telling that story. You know, there are people that work there who are still telling that story to this day who just can't. I will never forget that. That day was so horrible for me. I'll never forget it. As you know, I work at the fake Mulberry Street Pizza. And that's like 100 feet from the fake World Trade Center. I just think if I had been there, that could have been almost me, not me. Oh, thank God. Yeah.